cold-formed steel applications, process, and how to get started. Authored by Ray Bagley. As the demand for faster, more efficient, and sustainable construction grows, cold-formed steel, CFS framing represents significant advancements in strength, design flexibility, and the ability to unlock new levels of efficiency. Despite its growing popularity, many are unsure how to start using CFS. Unlocking the value of CFS begins with understanding which projects are a good match for it, the production methods and applications of CFS, and how to incorporate it into projects for the most successful outcomes. Real-world applications of CFS framing. The durability and resilience of CFS make it ideal for residential, commercial, and industrial projects. Buildings as high as 8 stories tall can be built faster and more efficiently with CFS than traditional structural steel, wood, or concrete. While some may think of CFS framing as limited to non-structural interior walls, its applications are far-reaching. Roof trusses. CFS is ideal for roof trusses because of its fire resistance and durability. It weighs less than comparable systems, allowing for lighter foundations, which can lead to cost savings. The design flexibility available with CFS trusses means that one roll-forming system can economically make trusses for a variety of spans and loads. Interior walls. CFS has long been the preferred choice for interior partition walls due to its low cost and high finish quality. Compared to wood, the inherent straightness and consistency of steel framing reduces labor costs when installing drywall interiors to high finish standards. Steel framing also eliminates shrinkage and settling, which lead to drywall cracks and repair costs. Designed-in service holes for mechanical, electrical, and plumbing systems also reduce the labor cost for those trades. Load-bearing walls. CFS is lightweight and efficient for vertical and lateral load resistance. CFS wall systems can deliver the required lateral strength through internal members, strap bracing, and sheathing. Individually or in combination, these construction methods provide lateral resistance to wind and seismic loads, sufficient to satisfy all building codes. Floor joists. C-channel floor joists made in standard heights are designed with stamped-in service passages for MEP systems. CFS web joists can be designed at standard or non-standard heights and have complex profiles for recessed floor sections. CFS joists are dimensionally stable and can accommodate various floor spans and loads. Facades. CFS's high strength-to-weight ratio makes it ideal for fabricating complex facade structures for multi-story buildings. Architects appreciate the design freedom enabled by CFS, while builders appreciate the dimensional accuracy of panels and facades that can be installed quickly with minimal crane time. Understanding the design for manufacturing and assembly process. CFS framing construction is most cost-effective when designed from the beginning, and the benefits multiply when design for manufacturing and assembly, DFMA, principles are incorporated. DFMA brings all stakeholders to the table early to foster collaboration and communication. This approach allows builders and developers to optimize the flow from initial design to manufacturing components and on-site assembly. The process is divided into 3 main stages: design and engineering, manufacturing and panelization, and construction. Design and engineering. The DFMA process begins with 3D modeling to conceptualize and refine key aspects of framing and design. This ensures that every decision enhances manufacturability and assembly efficiency. By working together, architects and engineers can explore design possibilities that offer structural flexibility and aesthetic appeal. The structural detailer uses purpose-built software to completely specify the framing details in compliance with the engineering requirements and manufacturing capabilities. The resulting detailed framing model is used in BIM coordination to ensure efficient construction without physical conflicts on the job site. Manufacturing and panelization. CFS framing components are produced from high-quality steel coils using roll-forming machines. The coils are fed through the machines, which shape them into the desired profiles to create components such as framing, roof trusses, walls, and floor joists. There are 2 main categories of roll-forming machines: single-profile and multi-profile. Single-profile roll-formers are ideal for high-volume, consistent production and offer efficiency and cost-effectiveness. In contrast, multi-profile machines provide versatility and flexibility. making them suitable for diverse and custom projects. The machines not only cut CFS components to precise lengths that meet the specifications of the frames required for the building project, but they also punch and form all the necessary features to make panel assembly fast and accurate. These components include openings for electrical wiring and plumbing systems, simplifying installation and integration into the overall building structure. This level of precision and design-led process helps streamline the construction process and ensure the systems can be installed efficiently. Before being shipped to the construction site, each panel or module undergoes rigorous quality checks to confirm it meets industry standards and specifications. Construction. Steel frames are delivered to the job site pre-assembled and straight, eliminating the need for on-site welding or cutting. The lightweight nature of CFS means no heavy lifting equipment is needed. Steel frames are unaffected by moisture, reducing weather-related delays, and carry no fire risk, which dramatically reduces insurance costs. Their precision ensures a perfect fit, which accelerates construction and reduces on-site labor costs. Adopting a design-led, focused approach and aligning all stakeholders is paramount. It shapes the project and determines its outcome, ensuring the final product aligns with the intended design and prevents many of the challenges typically encountered on the job site. Getting started. Builders and developers interested in exploring CFS should look for fabrication partners who specialize in pre-manufactured components and systems, such as CFS framing. Job site downtime is costly, and reliability is paramount to keeping production schedules on track. So it's essential to seek manufacturing partners who use high-quality roll-forming machines. Builders should research which manufacturers have the quality, reliability, and variety to support their projects. As the adoption of cold-form steel framing continues to rise, technology advances are enabling more efficient workflows and collaboration between CFS manufacturers and builders. End-to-end production management platforms designed specifically for CFS framing give manufacturers and builders visibility into production scheduling and monitoring, traceability of materials, and better coordination from the factory to the job site. A manufacturing partner that uses a production management platform will give builders the visibility into a project status and delivery timelines needed to stay on schedule and manage labor planning. Ray Bagley is the Director of Enterprise Solutions for FrameCAD, the leader of steel framing building innovation. Bagley has an engineering background and decades of experience in CAD, CAM, and construction technology. His expertise and knowledge are helping drive innovation and delivery of new FrameCAD products and solutions, including Nexa, the first production management platform designed for CFS manufacturing. FrameCAD delivers the most efficient end-to-end steel framing systems and the framework to simplify and optimize the way the world builds.